Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's a wonderful Friday. I hope that you've had a really superb week. It's the last Friday in February, so fortunately, we have made it. We've made it to the last quote, last love quote of February. I've mentioned that it's been a long month for love quotes. Kind of is ready to move on to stuff about success and motivation and drive and all that kind of stuff. I'm sure that you are also. But I decided to end this month of love quotes with one that I felt was pretty funny, but yet makes a lot of sense. And the quote for today is, "You have to walk carefully in the beginning of love. The running across fields into your lover's arms can only come when you are sure they won't laugh if you trip." how true is that? That's just got to be such a great statement. And you watch different movies on TV and different shows on TV, and you see these lovers running across fields into each other's arms and swooping each other up and swirling them around. And every time I've seen that, I thought, gosh, could it really be like that? Do people really act like that when they see each other? Personally, I know I act like that if I'm being silly or I'm being goofy or something like that. But, yeah, I guess if you got two goofy people, that would be a fun way to see each other and run towards each other. But you definitely have to walk carefully in the beginning of love. If we look at this and as far as taking away the analogy of running or walking through the fields, that the beginning stages of love are so tricky. It's so tricky because there's so many different issues and different things going on. You know, you've got two completely unique individuals. They have come into each other's lives for whatever reason. You know, they've been introduced or they've met each other along the street side or it could be anything, even nowadays, online dating. But you've got two unique people. These are, you know, each human being is 100% unique. Everything that they have experienced in their life, every second of their life is unique to them. I always tell my clients, there is nobody else like you in this entire planet. In the whole history of people on this earth, there has never been a person exactly like you. And the whole future of humans on this planet, there will never again be a person exactly like you. When you stop long enough to look at that, it's kind of amazing. Because here we think, you know, we can take the advice of friends, or we even think we have the right to give advice to friends, when really we're just speaking from our own perspective, from our own perceptions. And so you've got genetics that are unique to you, but you've also got every second of your life. And, you know, you can have two people that actually witness and experience the same situation but perceive the situation differently based on their own experiences, their own thoughts, their own perceptions. And because of that, whatever thought they're having becomes real for them. So even the fact that a person's lived every single second of their lives unique to them, it's their perception of every single second that's unique to them. And then how about if they start forming certain belief systems because they think, oh, every time I'm in this situation, this is what happens. First of all, that first thought never had to be there to begin with. That first perception never had to be there to begin with. But once it's kind of a seed that's planted, you water it, you fertilize it by repeating and thinking the same thing over and over again. It's basically reinforcing that thought into the fact that it becomes so real that you probably aren't even aware that you're doing it at some point. It's like a habit. You repeat it so much that by the time it's been 10, 15, 20 years, you're doing it without even consciously thinking about it. And then our conscious mind wants to defend what we're doing. It's got all sorts of good excuses and rationalizations and stuff. But the bottom line is that you're just caught up in a pattern and not even realizing that it never had to start to begin with, but it was simply a perception that was created, a thought. That's like my clients that come in to quit smoking. You know, they could be 40 years old and saying, I need a cigarette whenever I have a cup of coffee, whenever I have a drink, whenever I'm getting up in the morning. Well, and then they'll say something like, "That's the most hardest thing to ever quit in your life. It's worse than any other drug." And the reality is with the use of hypnotherapy, I'm actually able to regress them back to the beginning of that habit. Say they're 14 years old, and with that really young 14-year-old mind, they made a decision. That decision was, I'm going to be cool if I do this. I'm going to fit in. I see my parents do it, and it's the neat thing to do as an adult. Or I see the kids that are 2 years older than me smoking, and I think they look really cool when they're doing it. And that's just the thought. And that one thought becomes so real in that little 14-year-old's mind that it outweighs the coughing, the nausea, the vomiting, the burning in the throat. None of that is significant enough once the mind believes that there's benefit to that behavior. Well, we can actually, that's a really great example I use a lot of with my clients. So when somebody comes into my office and they're 40-something years old and they're saying, I need a cigarette with this and this and this, I'm able to regress them back to the first cigarette and tell them, no, your subconscious mind still thinks you need a cigarette because it thinks you're being cool. Once we reprocess and change the perception at that younger age, it's as if they never had that belief system to begin with, which might sound complicated, but the bottom line is where you are today in your life is based on all of your experiences. Not just the experiences, your perceptions of those experiences. And if you've done something over and over and over again, you've formed a belief system that becomes factual, or you've formed a habit that has become so much a part of who you are that you don't even realize that you're doing it anymore. And it's sad when you see somebody repeating patterns and seeing that it's holding them back from truly living their lives, but knowing that there's nothing you can do about it. Because they're just subconsciously repeating something over and over again that they've come to believe is real or is right for them. So let's look at that. And that might sound all complicated, but if you're looking at that and you realize then you've got two unique individuals with their own experiences, own perceptions coming into a relationship. My gosh, how complicated is that? You got two people. One's thinking, I'm gonna chill out on a Friday or Saturday night, and because I've been going all week and stressed all week, I just want to kick my feet up and watch a movie. You've got another person who may be going all week and busy all week, but their idea of relieving stress is to go out and have fun instead of working. You know, and you got these two people coming together in a relationship. You got one that wants to chill out and one that wants to have fun. As a way of relieving stress, obviously there's going to be some conflict, and hopefully they're going to communicate about it and come to some kind of compromise. If there's enough good in all the other areas of the relationship, then they would be able to sit down and say, oh my gosh, and laugh at it even. Laugh at it and say, how funny, look how different we are in this area. Let's just acknowledge our differences. And let's go ahead and chat about them. Let's make light of this. You are unique. I'm unique. What is it that you're thinking right now? And let's figure out how we can make this work. If you don't walk carefully during that time, then you can end up ending something that really didn't need to be ended. Because every single human being that you could potentially have a relationship with is going to have their own unique set of perceptions, their own unique way of thinking what they want to do on a Friday night. And obviously that's just one of a billion things that you could have different opinions on. But if you look at it and you're like, oh my gosh, this is a deal breaker. Now, I just have to say, obviously, there are lots of deal breakers, the really, really big things. You know, if somebody's verbally, physically, emotionally aggressive or hurting you in any way, or just, you know, you have certain deal breakers. But if short of deal breakers, if there's something going on that you're like, and it's not feeling right, number one step should be to talk about it and sit down and as lighthearted as possible, but yeah, you know, being serious because you don't want to hurt the person's feelings. You're not making fun of them, but you're like, you know what? I'm kind of having a feeling that you and I are thinking a little differently about how to go about this. And maybe we should chat about it and let's come up with what's going to work for both of us. That one couple that I referred to, the guy likes to go out, the guy likes to stay in, the girl likes to go out, their compromise was every other weekend. So to please him, they would stay in, get a movie, get a fire in the fireplace, kick up their feet after the long work week. And then on the next weekend, they would go out with friends. That is what a true relationship's about. You can't just throw in the towel when you start to realize that there's differences, because the reality is there are going to be differences with every human being that you have a relationship with. So you do have to walk carefully in the beginning of love, because so many people just throw in the towel without even realizing that, you know, this is something we could talk about and work on. Or they react too soon and they end it, which I guess is what I just said. You know, and obviously we're not talking about the deal breakers. I'm definitely not talking about settling, because you shouldn't ever settle for something that's less than what you desire. But we always have to weigh, you know, what is good here? What is it that I'm truly looking for in a relationship? What are my priorities? You know, it's having intellectual conversation with somebody. It's being able to laugh with them. It's being able to have fun with them. It's being able to have commonalities and things like that. And obviously, there's certain things you have control over and there's things that you don't. But if the person's worth it to you, meaning that you feel there's enough good going on there, then you should definitely communicate about things, because you're not going to agree on how to go about doing everything exactly the same. So please walk carefully in the beginning of love, because the running across fields into your lover's arms can only come when you're sure they won't laugh if you trip. And I love that, because, you know, when you take time to get to know somebody, the last thing that they're going to do is laugh at you, like deliberately think without any care for who you are, without any care of what's going on. They're not going to laugh at you when they know that you're hurt. Now, I know people that laugh when somebody gets hurt, but it's not because they're picking on them. It's more like that was just looked really funny the way you just tripped or something like that. But the running across the field into your lover's arms can only come when you're sure they won't laugh if you trip. Means, you know, when I do something that maybe could offend somebody, or if I do something that could be hurtful and it's unintentional, or if I do something that, you know, maybe shows some insecurities or shows some issues that I may be going through, the last thing I want is for the person I'm in a relationship with to laugh at that, or to just push it aside like it's not a big deal. You know, when somebody does care about you, they're going to care about what you're going through. They're going to care about what's going on in your life and how you're feeling and how you're reacting to situations. And if something comes up like insecurities or pain or something like that, then obviously that's a reaction based on that person's past experiences and perceptions, and to talk about those things. So definitely advocating good communication here. Definitely advocating compromising when you believe that there's enough good in that person to, you know, to go the mile, to go further, to carry through on the relationship. So if there's anything that you can do, it's definitely to walk carefully in the beginning of love. Two unique individuals coming together and experience, and embrace the uniqueness of each other. And you can look at it and be like, this is so great. I love the way that you do such and such. I love the way that you kind of get your feelings hurt when I really, in this situation, even though I really did support that way. So running across the field into your lover's arms can only happen when you're sure they won't laugh if you trip. And definitely walk carefully in the beginning of love. So this is the final love quote for February 2009. And I look forward to moving into some goals or some quotes on success and things like that starting Monday. So I'm bringing this to you every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8:30 Eastern time. Please visit my website. It's dawngrant.com. See what kind of services I offer and the different areas that I'm getting out there to help people. Have a wonderful weekend. And walk carefully in your relationships. See the uniqueness in your partner. Even this weekend, whoever your partner is, go ahead and take an opportunity to realize how unique they are and how different you think about things and respond to things. and to make sure you open up those lines of communication and find compromise. Have a wonderful weekend.